Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. I am privileged to be here to share God's word with you. Today's topic is about prayer.
今天我们的主题是关于祷告的。
And prayer is to not to change God, but to change us.
我们的祷告并不是说要改变我们的耶和华上帝，而是要改变我们自己。
And wasn't that a wonderful song that we just sang, I Surrender All?
刚才我们唱这首歌是否真的很美丽？就是我把一切交给主。
Because I knew this song when I was a little boy growing up in church.
当我是一个还是小孩的时候，在教会里面成长的时候，我就已经知道这首歌了。
But you know what I just thought of?
但是各位知道吗？刚才想到是什么呢？
That learning to surrender takes a whole life.
就是说学会把自己一切交托给主，那其实是我们一生的功课。
Even though I sang this as a little boy, I never learned how to surrender to God.
即使是我当时我就小孩的时候我就学会了这首歌，但是其实我还没有完全学会怎么样把一切交托给主。
So I chose this message about prayer because prayer is part of learning how to surrender.
那今天我选择了祷告作为今天的信息，那是因为祷告是我们学会交托的一部分。
Just as Jesus' greatest prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane is Your will be done, not mine.
所以我们的主基督耶稣最重要的一个祷告就是说你的旨意会被实现。
So and I know that my brother is translating maybe one of the first times today, but I want him not to worry. 我要他不要担心。 Because the first time I spoke in Ambassador for Christ, this is 学会 in a conference, I took so long that the speaker got impatient and came up to the stage and almost pushed me off the stage. Because I introduced him so long, so fancy, that enough, I want to talk, he just go down. So don't worry, today we take our time.
谢谢王牧师，估计他听懂了，王牧师叫我不要紧张。
So, you know, the title is very interesting. The title says, you can do more than pray.
所以我们今天的题目是非常有趣的，是说我们可以做的比祷告更多。
But of course, there's a secret about this saying.
但是其实这里面有一个秘密，是怎么样做到这个事情。
It doesn't mean you should do more than pray, because prayer is number one.
它并不是说你要做比祷告更多的，因为祷告才是最重要的事情。
Because if you don't pray, you cannot do more.
因为如果你不祷告的话，你是不可能做更多的事情的。
Because we Christians always know that we try, we try, we try, then finally we say, now we better start praying. But we don't pray at first, we pray after we try everything.
所以我们基督徒也知道说，有时候经常我们不断的祷告、祷告、祷告，但是事情没有发生。然后当时我们定下来的时候，事情就会发生。
So usually when we say this, it means pray first and then try to do more.
所以今天希望大家我们可以知道，就是说首先我们要祷告，然后我们就可以做更多。
There was a very famous preacher called Adoniram Gordon, was born in 1836.
所以有一位很有名的牧师，他叫亚多兰尼贾德森戈登，他是出生于1836年。
He was baptized at 15.
他15岁就已经受洗了。
And at 16, he decided to serve God by going to Christian ministry.
所以在16岁的时候，他就决定要为主服事，然后呢就开始全职的服事。
So in at age 20, he went to Brown University.
在20岁的时候，他就进入了布朗大学。
And then he went to seminary for the next 4 years.
然后在下来四年里面，他开始在神学里面攻读。
And he ended up being a pastor at a church near Boston for 25 years.
最后他就在波士顿附近的一个教会里面，在里面做牧师，做了25年。
at the age of 33, he founded a college that exists today called Gordon Conwell College.
所以当他33岁的时候, 他就, 成立了一所大学, 那大学是以他的名字命名的, 叫, Gordon University.
But he died very young at 59.
但是, 他很年轻的时候, 他就过世了, 在59岁就过世了。
Back in 19th century, you can die from flu or bronchitis. He had both.
然后当时是19世纪的话, 很多人都是死于这个流感或者这个支气管炎, 那当时他是患了两个这个疾病。
But because of his illness, he hardly had any voice left. But the last word that they heard him say before he died was victory.
那因为当时他有这个两种疾病, 所以他当时已经基本上不能说话, 但是, 人们听到他说的就一个话, 就是得胜。
So this is what he actually said. You can do more than pray after you have prayed, but you can never do more than pray until you have prayed.
那这个是他说的, 就是说一旦祷告, 你就能成就, 比祷告更多的事。 然而除非祷告, 你绝对不可能成就任何祷告之外的事。
We have heard many, many messages about praying.
那我们也听过非常非常多的关于祷告的信息。
But how much do we pray and when do we pray?
那但是我们要做多少的祷告, 还有就是我们什么时候要祷告。
I think a good answer is pray when you open your eyes, pray before you close your eyes. The beginning and the end of each day, very important.
所以最重要的事情是说, 当你张开眼睛的时候就祷告, 当你要闭上眼睛睡觉的时候要祷告, 那就是说在一天开始的时候, 和一天结束的时候都要祷告。
I want to show you a very short video, only 30 seconds long. Pay attention, only 30 seconds.
所以我, 下来就给大家播一段30秒钟的小视频, 所以希望大家注意看一下。
I hope there is sound too. The sound is very funny.
希望播视频是有声音, 声音也是非常有趣的。
And I hope the computer works with us instead of work against us.
希望电脑也可以说正常的工作。
Have sound, no picture. Have picture, no sound. Yes.
常常是有声音就没有图像, 有图像就没有声音。
Okay, in a newspaper in San Francisco. Oh, you can see again, it's so funny. He's running faster than the gazelle. This is why we pray in the morning. We need someone who can run faster than the beast trying to eat us up.
所以这是为什么我们在早上需要祷告, 因为我们需要呢, 跑得比那个, 要吃到我们的那个动物, 要跑得更快。
Every morning in Africa, a gazelle wakes up.
所以每一个清晨在, 非洲, 羚羊就会醒过来。
It knows it must run faster than the fastest lion or it will be eaten up.
它知道呢, 它要跑得比那个, 跑得最快的狮子还要快, 要不它就被狮子抓了吃掉了。
And every morning a lion wakes up and it knows it must outrun the slowest gazelle or it will starve to death.
那每一个早上呢, 狮子也会, 醒过来。 然后狮子也知道说他必须要赶上那个跑得最慢的羚羊, 不然他就要饿死了。
It doesn't matter whether you are a lion or a gazelle, when the sun comes up, you better run.
所以不管你是狮子还是羚羊, 当太阳起来出来的时候, 你就要马上开始去奔跑了。
You must run fast to God.
你要最好跑得很快。
Let us not begin any day without realizing that we need God more than anything else, speed or strength or intelligence.
所以每一天的话让我们在没有清楚认识到我们对耶和华上帝的那种迫切的需要的时候，我们不要开始我们新的一天。我们需要他给我们速度，给我们和智慧。
Let us not begin any day without realizing our greatest need is Jesus Christ.
那每一天让我们也不要说在没有意识到我们最迫切的需要就是我们的主基督耶稣就要这样开始我们这新的一天。
So the English words are a little smaller because the young people can see better and the slightly older, the Chinese words are bigger for you. Okay. So here is the verse from chapter 25 in Psalm, David's prayer, verse 1 to 3.
这个字有点小，但是应该估计大家看得到。那这是诗篇25章里面的大卫的祷告。
Let me read in English and brother will read in Chinese. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul.O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause.
耶和华，我的心仰望你，我的神啊，我素来依靠你。求你不要叫我羞愧，不要叫我的仇敌向我夸胜。凡等候你的必不羞愧，唯有那无故行奸诈的必要羞愧。
This prayer is an early defense system. That means you get the defense ready before you are attacked.
所以这个祷告是一个早期的防御系统，也就是说你会有很多的保护，当你的仇敌来攻击之前你就已经有保护了。
Because you don't know what's going to happen every day.
因为你根本不知道每一天会发生什么事情。
The first three verses show us that David is facing a crisis.
所以这头三节就告诉我们说，当时大卫其实是面对很多的危难。
And we look at this prayer by David because it's a disciple's prayer. If you will see in the next two verses in 4 and 5, it says, Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day.
所以我们看一下大卫这个祷告，我们就知道这其实是一个门徒的祷告。我们看一下后面的4到5节，他的祷告是这样说的：耶和华，求你将你的道指示我，求你的路教训我，求你以你的真理引导我，教训我，因为你是救我的神，我终日等候你。
We can learn from David's prayer that he's not only asking for safety, he also wants to be a true disciple, asking God to show him, not just save me, but show me.
所以我们看到其实大卫他不光光是一个基督徒的祷告，他更是一个门徒的祷告。他不仅求耶和华给他保全他的安危，更加求耶和华给他主的真理。
You see these three sections, it says show me your ways, teach me your path, lead me in your truth. All three is part of being a disciple.
所以你看到他祷告的这三部分求你将你的道指示我，将你的路教训我，求你以你的真理引导我，这些都是作为一个门徒必须的东西。
Behind every sin that we commit, there is a lie that we believe.
所以其实在我们所犯的每一个罪的后面，总有一个我们相信的谎言。
One lie that we believe that we cannot surrender to God is that we believe that we will find happiness if we find wealth, if we have education, or we get the right person to marry us.
所以其中一个让我们不能完全交托给主的一个谎言，就是说我们相信我们能够从财富、从教育或者从和我们结合的人上面得到快乐和满足。
So it's okay that crisis lead us to God, but it's not okay to stay there just for safety, but to ask for guidance.
所以当我们的主基督耶稣把我们带到主面前的时候，那是很好的，但是我们却不能完完只是停留那里，只是用经常的求主给我们安全，给我们保护。
So discipleship is a discipline, it's a spiritual discipline. It means it takes time and energy.
所以作为一个门徒，他其实是需要这个奉献，也需要这个属灵的操练的。
Every time you see a successful person, a famous movie star, a successful businessman, you think that they are overnight success. They just become great in one day.
所以当你看到一个很成功的人，他可以是一个很成功的这个做生意的人，或者一个很出色的演员的时候，你会觉得他是不是一晚就跟成功呢？
But sometimes it took them many, many years.
但实际上有时候是他们花了很多年的时间才达到了我们看到他们的成功。
A disciple needs many years to grow mature.
所以一个门徒也是一样，需要非常长的时间来成长。
Do you think Thomas Edison was an overnight success?
所以大家想想，爱迪生是不是一晚上就能获得成功？
He did 1,000 tries before he made the first half a working bulb, and then it broke, and he had to do another one.
所以他在第一次能够做到他的一个只是一半成功的电灯泡的时候，他其实已经尝试了1,000次。
That is the very first successful one he made.
这个就是他当时成功做出来的第一个电灯泡。
After literally trying over 1,000 times.
他真的是尝试了1,000多次才能做到这样子的灯泡。
Discipleship takes effort and patience.
所以一个门徒其实需要真的是很多的努力还有很多的耐心。
So we can learn from David's prayer that he talks about God's ways, God's path, and God's truth. That is called surrender.
所以其实我们可以从大卫的祷告里面学到主的道路，主的教训，还有主的真理。
Sometimes it's easier to talk about human truth, human path, and human ways, but that doesn't work.
所以有时候我们经常会讨论说，我们人所看到的这些真理，人所看到的道路，但是这些其实并不是真的。
And then you will see in the next part that David, as a believer, knows that what he needs is not only guidance but also mercy.
所以在下面的两节经文里，我们会看到，其实大卫不光光是需要指引，他更需要是主给他的怜悯。
He needs mercy because he himself is sinful.
他需要耶和华给他怜悯，因为他自己就是一个有罪的人。
See, David talks about his own sin.
所以大卫在这里呢，讲了他自己的这个罪。
David always complains about all those enemies of God that try to hurt and destroy him, but he also sees that he is sinful himself.
所以大卫当然他经常向耶和华抱怨那些对他非充满了敌意的敌人，但是同时他也承认他是个罪人。
So our protection is for things outside and things inside. That's the prayer.
所以主耶和华给我们的保护不光光是外在的保护，更多也能给我们是内在的保护。
And then in the next four verses in Psalm 25, David confesses sins again and again.
所以在下面的经文里面大卫呢就反复的去忏悔和认罪。
It says, "Pardon my iniquity, for it is great." 这个 Pardon my iniquity, for it is great. Verse 11.
Yeah. 赦免我的罪，因为我的罪重大。
He says, "Great, great sins."
他说的是一个重大的罪。
Interesting note that in English, David used singular iniquity. He doesn't say iniquities.
所以大家看到在英文里面，大卫用的只是一个单数的词罪，他没有说用复数说很多罪。
That means he's not only confessing his sins, but he's confessing that he is a sinner, a sinner who cannot stop sinning.
所以他就意味着他不但承认他自己的罪，他更加是承认他是一个罪人，罪人是没有办法停止犯罪的。
So here it says, and I love this explanation, we don't become sinners because we sin, but we sin because we are sinners.
所以这是一句我很喜欢的这样一个解释这说到说我们不是因为犯罪而成为罪人，但是其实是我们是因为罪人，所以我们犯罪。
Yeah, because we are already sinners. That's why we sin. It's not the sin that makes me sinful. I already am a sinner, so I keep sinning.
所以并不是因为我们所犯的罪让我们有罪，因为我们本身就是罪人，所以让我们不断的犯罪。
So I said praying not only to change God, but to more to change us.
所以为什么说我们祷告不是说要去改变主，而是说祷告要改变我们自己。
The more you pray, the more you should know how much you sin. Same for me.
所以我们祷告的越多，我们就越会知道我们到底犯了多少罪。我们也一样。
Even though you cannot see my sin, God can.
啊，就算是你们看不到我所犯的罪，但是耶和华却是能够看到。
And then in the last four verses for the day, we see the character of the disciple.
然后在剩下的这四节经文里面，我们看到了一个门徒的这样一个特征。
Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net.
谁敬畏耶和华，耶和华必指示他当选择的道路，他必安然居住，他的后裔必承受地土。耶和华与敬畏他的人亲密，他必将自己的约指示他们。我的眼目时常仰望耶和华，因为他必将我的脚从网里拉出来。
This verse tells us very clearly the man who fears the Lord will receive guidance. But you fear God and then you get the guidance.
所以这里很清楚地告诉我们说，当我们敬畏主的时候，我们就可以很清楚地 看到主的教训。
We often ask God to show us His will.
所以我们经常求主向我们显现他的旨意。
Verse 14 tells us God will reveal Himself to those who fear Him.
所以十四节就告诉我们说，主是会对那些敬畏他的人去启示他的旨意的。
That means if you fear Him, you will obey Him.
那就意味着说，如果你敬畏主，你就会顺服主。
Otherwise, I'm just praying for help.But I'm not getting help because I expect him to obey me and not me obey God.
否则的话，那我们只是说求主来。
We pray to him so that he will reveal our sin to us.
所以我们向主祷告，求他向我们启示我们的罪。
Because that's how we get guidance if we know we need it and not just say, "Help me," but I'll choose what advice I take from you.
所以那就是我们从主那边就是这样可以得到给我们的启示，就是帮助我们，让我们不光光求只求我们的安危。
So it says here, God will save us from the net.
所以，因为他必将我的脚从网里拉出来。
The net we fall into is believing in lies from the devil.
而这个网我们所掉进去的，就是说相信了魔鬼给我们编织的谎言。
And I think there's only one reason the devil lies to us, that is to make us distrust God.
那其实魔鬼之所以给我们编辑这些谎言，只有一个目的，就让我们不再相信耶和华。
And since some of us already distrust God, it is very easy to swallow the devil's lies, because we want to believe those lies.
所以其实因为我们已经很多人就不相信主了，所以其实很容易就是受到魔鬼的欺骗。
There is a difference between saying God is good.And God knows what is good for me.
所以当我们说主是很伟大的，和我们知道主知道主知道什么是我们最好的，这中间是有区别的。
Yes, we can say God is good, but does He know what's good for me?
对，我们说主是良善的，但是他知道什么样对我们是最好的吗？
But we like to believe lies. I see this very interesting advertising for Princess Cruises.
所以当我们讲到谎言的时候，我们可以看一下这个很有趣的。这个公主游轮的这样一个广告。
I like it so much, I copy it and I circle the words for you to notice.
所以我觉得这个蛮有趣的，所以我就拷贝了一份，并且把那个有趣的词我用圈圈圈出来了。
The ship promised that if you go on a cruise with them, you come back a new person.
所以这个游轮呢，就像我们的承诺说，如果你去这样的一个游轮的之旅的话呢，你回来就觉得是一个全新的人了。
And if you don't feel alive before, you will feel truly alive when you go on Princess Cruise.
所以你以前没有觉得自己获得重生的话，如果你去了这个游轮的度假的话，你回来就觉得自己会获得了重生。
Actually, most of what you learn from cruises, you don't have enough self-control. You eat too much.
所以如果我们真的到了去游轮度假的话，你会知道其实你根本没有办法控制自己，你往往是吃的太多了。
You come back new, you will be 50 pounds heavier.
如果你回来是一个全新人的话，那其实你是至少体重增加了50磅。
Promises are so unbelievable, but we try to believe them.
所以这种承诺看起来是如此的不可信， 但是我们很多人还是尝试着去相信这样一个这样的承诺。
I think that's the power and the wonderful gift of prayer that when we pray, God changes the way we look at life.
这就是主透过祷告给我们的恩典，当我们祷告的时候，主让我们清楚地看到我们的人生。
If the devil gives us false hope, then we should go for the true hope from God, not the false hope from devil.
如果这个魔鬼给我们是一个虚假的希望的话，我们应该是真的是去寻求主给我们真正的盼望，而不是依靠这些魔鬼给我们的虚假的希望。
That is why this faithful Christian who spent so much of his life following Christ, becoming a disciple, last word was victory. Death is victory to him, not failure.
所以这就是这一位花了他一生来追寻主的这样一个如此有信心的基督徒，在他临终的一句话，那就是说得胜。
In Africa, there's another animal that is similar to the gazelle.
所以在非洲呢，有另外一种动物和这个羚羊是非常的相像的。
They are beautiful animals. They're called impalas.
所以它们是非常漂亮的动物，它们叫做黑斑羚。
But they have a very strange weakness.
但是它们有一个很奇怪的缺陷。
These animals can jump to a height of over 10 feet.
所以他们很容易就能跳到十尺高，就是大概三米高。
And then from a standing start, they can run forward, and in one leap, they can cover 30 feet.
所以他们从站着启动，然后往前跑的时候呢，他们一跳很容易就能跳到三十尺，大概就九米这么远。
But if you put them in a zoo and enclose them with a 3-foot wall, they cannot jump over.
但是呢，当人们把他们关在一个动物园里面之后呢，只需要把他们关在一个大概三尺高的围墙，大概一米高的围墙的时候，他们就哪都去不了了。
They can jump 10 feet with no problem.
他们可以跳到三米高、十尺高，完全没有问题。
But because they can't see over the 3 feet and see the ground, they're afraid to jump.
所以因为他们看不到说他们前面那大概一米、两米是什么的时候，他们是不可能去跳、不敢跳的。
Without praying, that is exactly how I will behave. I cannot see. I'm afraid to move.
所以如果没有祷告的话，那我就是这样有同样的这个惧怕，因为我根本看不到我前面是什么。
Even though God has given me the ability to jump 10 feet, I can't even jump over a 3-foot wall because I'm afraid.
也即使是主给了我这个能力，让我可以跳到十尺那么远，但是我根本连一个三尺高、一米高的围墙我都跳不过去。
So very briefly, from the Psalm 25, we discover these characteristics of David's prayer that is important to remember.
所以很简要的，我们再回顾一下，在这个诗篇二十五章里面，我们发现了David 这个祷告里面揭示了这个门徒的很重要的这些特征。
Very normal. Crisis always drives us to God.
所以很正常的话，当然了，危难会把我们推向主。
But we forget when we go to God that we also have to have the life of a disciple, not just ask for any old thing.
所以但是我们往往忘记了，当我们到主面前的时候，我们必须要过着一个门徒的这样的一个人生。
And then we realize that we need mercy, right?
然后我们就突然间意识到了我们需要怜悯。
And how to get mercy and forgiveness by confessing and repenting.
然后怎么样获得耶和华的怜悯还有这个原谅呢？那就是通过这个认罪悔改。
Yeah, wonderful. And then that is the true character of a godly prayer.
那这个就是一个主所喜悦的祷告的这样的一个特征。
You see, from crisis to building character. That's how bad things can become good if God is in control.
所以，当我们有危难的时候，我们就可以这样子呢，慢慢的建立这样一个主所喜悦的祷告的特征。
My brother is making what I say even more clear. Thank you. Yes, no, it's true. 讲得很清楚，感谢神。C.S. Lewis said, the prayer preceding all prayer is the first thing you pray. May it be the real I who is speaking to God, and may it be the real you that I speak to. That is the most important thing about prayer.Are you the one really praying to God? And do you know who God is? Those two things have to go together.
所以 C.S. Lewis 呢讲过这句很有名的话，就是有一个祷告应该是在所有的祷告前面先发生的，那就是说，求主让真实的我在祷告。 也求主让我向这个真实的主来祷告。
Amen. There is a spot on earth where you can be in three places at the same time.
在这个世界上地球上有一个地方，有一个地方你是可以在同时就可以在三个不同的地方的。
Not only three places but three countries.
哦，还不是三个地方，是三个不同的国家。
In the United States, there's a place called Four Corners where you can stand on that corner and be in four states at the same time.
那在美国呢，有一个地方呢，其实你站的地方，你可以在，你就同时可以出现在不同的四个地方。
Four places, four states. But in this place called Dreamland and Punch, it is you can be in three countries at the same time by standing at that spot.
所以这个地方呢，我们叫它说法鲁士山，也叫三国交界点。那你在这个地方，你可以同时就站在三个不同的国家上面。
What are the three countries? Germany, Belgium, and Netherlands.
所以这三个国家是德国、比利时还有荷兰。
So a man stood with his legs apart and his hand touching the ground. He was in three countries at the same time.
所以站在这里呢，一个人只要说叉开双脚站着，然后呢再把他的手呢再放在地上，他就能够在不同时在不同的三个国家上面出现。
Now you can stand here today with your legs apart and your hand touching the ground. You're still in one place.
所以你今天可以在这里两只脚叉开站着，然后把手放在脚上，但是你只能在一个地方。
But you need to be in this place to be in three places at one time.
所以你必须要在这个三国的交界点的时候这样做，你才有可能同时在三个不同的国家。
In other words, where you stand makes a big difference with God.
所以说你站在什么地方的时候真的是就是否主有你同在，那就有很大的区别了。
That psalm says, are your eyes toward God, or your eyes toward yourself, or to the world?
所以这个经文有讲到说，你的眼目是否仰望着耶和华，然后你是否信赖他的应许。
Yeah, looking at him, not at yourself.
所以我们必须是看着耶和华，不是看着我们自己。
Such a place exists for God.
所以这样的地方，对于我们对耶和华的追求来说，这样的地方是存在的。
Anytime we're in the place of a child to a father God, that is the right place.
所以每当你觉得你在这个地方，就是作为一个孩子到了父亲面前的时候，那你就是在一个正确的地方。
So faith is trusting God even though we cannot see Him.
信心就是信靠的主，即使我们看不到主的时候，我们也信靠他。
Otherwise, those 3-foot walls that imprison the impalas will do the same thing to us.
否则的话，那个同样的那个不到一米高的可以围着黑羚羊的围墙，同样可以围困着我们。
Do you all remember about the 4-minute mile?
不知道大家还记不记得那个很著名的四分钟之内跑完一英里的故事。
People have been trying to break the 4-minute mile record since the days of the ancient Greeks.
所以其实从古代希腊的那时候开始，很多人就尝试要在四分钟之内跑完一英里。
Someone found old records to show how the Greeks tried to succeed in breaking the 4-minute mile.
而且有人也发现了一些古老的记录，上面有记载了古希腊人是怎么样尝试去做到这个四分钟之内跑完一英里的。
They make them run in front of wild animals, hoping that when the animals chase them, they will run faster.
所以他们会让那些跑步的人呢，在跑在这个凶猛的动物前面，所以希望这样子可以让他们跑得更快。
I don't like that kind of training.
我想谁都不会喜欢这样的训练。
They also gave them tiger's milk, thinking that tiger's milk will make them faster.
他们也为了让他们喝了老虎的奶，希望呢老虎的奶可以让他们跑得更快。
But no one in Greek history could break the 4-minute mile.
当然，其实在古希腊，没有人可以在四分钟之内跑完这个一英里。
So the Greek physician says that human bone structure is wrong for running 4-minute mile.
所以当时的古希腊的医生就说，我们人类的骨头的结构根本是不可能让我们做到这个四分钟跑完一英里。
Wind resistance too great for our body.
还有这个风的阻力太大了，我们根本也跑不了那么快。
And our lungs are not strong enough.
我们的肺也根本没有那么强壮，可以让我们跑那么快。
They gave many many explanations why they could not break the 4-minute mile.
所以他们有很多很多的这个理由说，为什么人根本没有办法在四分钟之内跑完这个一英里。
Then one day.One man broke the record.
但是有一天就有这么一个人，他打破了这个记录。
All the doctors, all the trainers, they all had to say that they were wrong.
所以这些医生这些训练的人这些教练还有这些运动员全部都错了。
Roger Bannister on May 6, 1954 ran the mile in just under 4 minutes.
罗杰·班尼斯特在1954年的5月他在4分钟以内就跑完了1英里。
For more than 100 years before that, people were trying to do it on the track, but nobody succeeded.
但是在那之前的100年啊，有多少人尝试了做到这个4分钟跑完1英里，没有人能做得到。
But guess what? In 1955, one year later, 37 people broke the 4-minute mile.
大家猜猜看，一年之后，1955年就有37个运动员也打破了这个四分钟跑一英里的这样一个记录。
And then in 1957, 300 other people broke the 4-minute mile.
而且到了1957年的时候呢，另外的更多的300位运动员也在四分钟之内跑完了一英里。
What is the reason?
所以这是为什么呢？
Because now they know it is possible.
因为他们现在知道那是完全有可能的。
If you think it's impossible, it's impossible.
当你觉得那是不可能的，当然你就觉得你不可能做得到了。
When you've seen someone do it, you know it's not impossible.
但是你看，当你看到已经有人做得到了，你就知道那是完全可能的。
So 1957 to 2016, there must be...thousands of people who broke the 4-minute mile by now. I don't know.
所以从1957年到现在，可能就是真的成千上万人已经打破这四分钟跑一英里的这样一个记录。
Next year, I'll train myself to run 1 mile in under 40 minutes.
No, yes. 汪牧师说他下次他也跑这个一英里，说不好他也能打破这个四分钟的记录。
When people say it cannot be done because they have no hope.
当人们说这是不可能做得到的，因为他们完全没有希望，才会这样说。
When people see that it can be done, they have new hope, not no hope.
但是当他们看到这个已经可以做得到了，他们就有新的希望，而不是没有希望。
The power of prayer is the power of God.
所以祷告的力量就是主的大能。
The power of prayer is not in us. The power of prayer is God's power, not our power.
所以祷告的力量并不在我们里面，祷告的力量来自于主的大能。
God works in the past and gives us hope for the future.
主耶和华在以往所做的做工，他给了我们对未来的盼望。
There are three people in our church with a lot of physical problems.
在我们的教会有三个人其实有很多的身体上的这个障碍。
Same as here, you were praying for somebody's recovery and healing also here in this church.
Yeah, 我们的教会我们也为很多的弟兄姐妹祷告，为他们的身体的这个康复在做祷告。
My friend has been in the hospital for more than 2 weeks.
我的一个朋友在医院里面已经住了超过两个礼拜了。
He's been waiting for years for a kidney transplant.
他一直在等待这个肾的移植已经等了很多年了。
But he also has lupus, which affects his heart.
然后他的心脏呢也有这个问题。
So he went in to get a stent put in, 那个张开那个血管的那个 stent.
他所以在医院里面呢，他要做一些小手术来然后把心脏的血管要张开。
But after that, one complication after another.
但是那个做完之后就出现了很多的其他的健康的问题。
I'm telling you all this not to praise him for his faith but to praise God for giving him strength.
所以我这样说是因为说我们不应该为着他对主的信心祷告，是说我们应该祷告求主给他信心和力量。
Because he stopped breathing and when they used CPR they broke his ribs.
所以当有一次他停止了呼吸的时候，他们要 CPR 急救他，当时却导致了他这个肋骨的骨折。
And then he's coughing blood.
然后他还咳嗽咳出血了。
And they don't know if the blood is coming from the lungs or from the stomach.
医生们还不知道说这个血是来自于肺还是来自于他的胃。
So they look in his lung and say there are spots there, maybe it's cancer.
然后他们检查的肺发现了一些斑点，他们说有可能那是癌症。
But this is a faithful family and they trust God.
但是这是一个对主非常有信心的，非常顺服的这样一个家庭，他们完完全全的信靠主。
Yes, it's okay that we shed tears at home.
当然我们在家里我们会为一些这样的难过事情而流泪。
But in front of God's people, they have a good testimony. They say no matter what, they trust God.
但是他们在神的子民面前，他们有一个很感人的这样一个见证，他们说他们完全的信靠主。
Another dear friend in our church has cancer.
我们教会的另外一位很好的朋友，他有癌症。
And then all of a sudden, all kinds of blisters appear on her legs. Big blister, about that big, with water inside. Blister, 是什么？泡泡。水泡。
所以有一阵子突然间他的脚上出现很多很多的水泡。
Very big, so even when you wear clothes, it hurts because you rub against that. If it breaks, even more painful, burning pain.
那个水泡其实蛮难受的，也很痛苦，因为那个水泡很大。那穿上衣服的时候也会摩擦到这些水泡。有一些真的是灼伤感的，这样就很难受的感觉。
So doctor put needle, pull out the water, and then it starts to grow again and gets bigger.
然后医生就为他做了一些针刺的手术，把针扎到水泡里面，把水抽出来。但是手术完了之后，这水泡变得更大了。
But if you see her and her husband, you will know that they trust God because they still have peace and they still can greet everyone and tell people about God.
但是当你看到他和他的先生的时候，你会知道他们真的完全信赖主，因为他们还是有平安，他们还是给每一位弟兄姐妹朋友问安。
In the end, that's the power of prayer, and that's the power of God to give us peace in difficulty.
那这就是祷告的力量，这就是主给了我们在困难的时候，让我们也能信赖主，让我们能祷告。
When Tricia has different pain or different discomfort, we don't know if that's from chemotherapy or from radiation or from medicine that she's taking now. We don't know all these discomforts. Oh, my wife. When she has discomfort, we don't know if it's the result of chemo, 化疗或者电疗，很难知道。We don't know.
也所以当我的妻子也有很多的这些身体上不适的时候，我们不知道这不适是来自于化疗还是来自于其他的原因。
But we know God is going to walk with us.
但是我们知道主会与我们同在。
Don't worry, because after this service, we are going to go to urgent care. She has pain in here for 4 or 5 days.
大家不要担心。那在今天的这个服事结束之后，我和我的太太就会去这个urgent care 紧急的治疗，因为她
有不舒服的地方，
有很多不舒服的地方。
So we praise God no matter what because our life is in God's hands.
所以不论发生什么事情，我们都赞美主，因为我们的生命就在主的手里面。
And if there is a wild animal chasing me, Jesus is faster. He will pick me up before the animal gets me.
如果真的有一个很凶猛的动物在追赶我的话，我不用担心，因为主基督他会抱起我，他永远跑得比这个野生动物更快。
May God's power be a real help and a blessing to you every day.
求主的这个大能是每一天成为我们的祝福。
David's prayer in chapter 25 of the Psalm is a very good example.
所以大卫在诗篇25章里面的祷告就是一个很好的例子。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, your strength and power is unlimited.
的天父上帝，你的能力和你的你的能力和
power, strength and power.
你的能力和能力是
unlimited.
那是无限无穷的。
Thank you, Father, for being a God that we can trust in.
感谢主，你是作为我们可以信靠的父神。
Help us to see life with the eyes of faith.
求你帮助我们可以用信靠的眼睛来看到我们的人生。
Because this is why you considered Abraham justified.
这是因为你把亚伯拉罕
成为
义人。
Because he believed in you and went where he did not know where he was going.
因为他信赖你，而且他按着你的话去一个他根本不知道不明白的地方。
Please give us that kind of faith in you.
求主你赐给我们那样的信心。
That people will praise you and glorify you for the faith that we have.
然后 人们会赞美赞美主你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主基督耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.